Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 72.
I want to thank you for tuning in to Table Talk, whether you're listening or watching to the podcast. In Hebrews chapter 4, we're going to look at a couple of scriptures that really, really give comfort to the hearts that are troubled. So Hebrews 4 and verse 15 and 16, the Bible says, you know what? We do have a high priest. It says, have we not? In the old King James. But we do have a high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but he was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. Wow. That's a huge wow. That Jesus came, decided, Heavenly Father, decided to have him birthed in a stable. A stable back in the day, 2,000 years ago, outside Bethlehem, could have been no more than the cave. And in that cave, they probably had some straw. They had, you know, a place where you could put some food and straw for the animals. But the animals got shooed out, and Mary and Joseph and Jesus, and there they were. And they watched a cavalcade of people that came through, and some from the first few days of birth, and after that, up to a couple of years after the birth. And they kind of wondered, all right, what did we sign up for? What did we sign up for? Even when Jesus was 12, I believe it was, they were on the way to Jerusalem to pay taxes, to pay homage. And then on the way back home again, all of a sudden, to Nazareth, where's Jesus? Did you see Jesus? He's playing with the neighborhood kids. I'm sure he's somewhere in this long line. He went anywhere. And so they're 3 days out, 3 days back again, and there they found that little boy Jesus asking questions, answering questions of the high priest and the Sadducees. And like most adults and parents, I said, Jesus, what do you think you're doing? You didn't tell us what was going on. You didn't leave word with anybody. We were worried sick about you. What were you thinking? What were you doing when you decided to stay here and not come home with us? The words Jesus uttered next are very powerful, very strong. In the innocence of a little child, he looked up at his mother and he said, Remember, I must be about my Father's business. Oh, can you imagine the impact upon Mary? Maybe rushing back to her with a flood of the angel. I said, oh, you're highly favored and you're going to give birth to the Son of God. And then the prophecies coming as to what was going to take place. And, you know, even the old priest and the dear sister that was in there that had the revelations, and how the Bible tells us that they were promised to see the Son of God before they left the earth. And wow, just on and on it went. And here, the Bible tells us in that book of Hebrews 4:15 that he was tempted in all points as we are, but he did not give way to those temptations, but did not sin. And so he was brought up as a boy. But from time to time, I bet Mary got a wake-up call. Oh, yes, lest I forget, he is the Son of God. And at the age of 30, invited to a wedding feast, and Mary all in a tither says, you know what, Jesus, you got to do something. They're out of wine. You can't do that. That's not protocol. You cannot be out of wine at a wedding. You got to do something. Got to help them. And Jesus said, it's not my time. It's not my time. And Mary didn't even answer Jesus. She looked at the servants that were standing around saying, I have confidence in this young man. I know him. He's my child. I gave birth to him 30 years ago. She didn't say all this, but in her mind and her heart, I bet she did. He started with an angelic visitation. From that time to this, he has been, shall we say, different, unusual, supernatural. And so anything he tells you to do, it'll be okay. And Jesus simply said, all right, fill those water jugs. And they weren't little, they were big. Fill those water jugs up with water. And then when it gets poured out, it's going to be wine. Wow. How good was it? Hey, the host of the party said, wow, this is incredible. This is the best. Usually you serve the lesser at the end, not the best at the end. But that's what Jesus did. That's what he does in our lives. The Bible tells us that he just kind of grew up, just like any other boy, into manhood. But he knew he had a mission. He knew he was on track. And all along life's pathway, from the age then of 30 till the day he passed into glory, he was attacked. He was assailed by the enemy. He was hit by religion. He was hit by the politicians. He was attacked. He overcame because he had connection. I don't remember if you remember or not, but he spent the day talking to the crowds. Spent a whole lot of afternoons talking to his crew, the disciples. But a lot of times he spent all night talking to the Heavenly Father. If we would just spend more time talking to the Heavenly Father, I think we'd be able to figure out a whole lot more things in our lives. I want to thank you for watching and listening to Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.